He's the executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and Roy Lee Lindsay sat down and talked with us about State Question 777, right to farm, and what may be ahead for proponents of the measure as the opponents begin to crank up their opposition in a lot of tangible ways.
We're kind of in that time period where we're not seeing a lot, obviously, about the November elections yet. That will come. As it does arrive, I know we're going to see a tremendous amount of anti-777 advertising. What are you anticipating right now from the opposition?
Well, probably more of the same. I mean, what we've seen so far, and that's to try, in my opinion, just to try to mislead folks. They're not a good, sound argument against what we're proposing in terms of right to farm. So let's look for abstract things that just distract people and get them confused. If you read the state question, not anywhere in the question itself, in the ballot title and what's actually going to be on the ballot, and what was in the legislation that was presented, there's no mention of the word water anywhere in the thing. And if you listen to our opposition, this is all about water. This has nothing to do with water. Doesn't have anything to do with water quality. Doesn't have anything to do with who owns water. Never has. And it's not going to, but because they're reaching for some way to try to scare people, try to convince people that we're all bad folks on the ag side of stuff, that's one of the things they've reached out for. To me, this is pretty simple. When you look at who the people are that are supporting right to farm, and you look at who the groups are that are opposed to right to farm, And you talk about the Farm Bureau, and you talk about American farmers and ranchers, and you talk about cattlemen, and you talk about the Pork Council, and you talk about the rest of agriculture. Virtually every major ag entity in the state has endorsed right to farm. Mm-hmm. And then you look at who's on the other side, and it's the Sierra Club, and it's the Humane Society of the United States, and it's folks who have professed, have an outspoken and demonstrated opposition to modern food production. They have a demonstrated outward opposition to meat consumption. That's where the opposition is. And they know if I stand up and say to you, our goal is to eliminate meat consumption in Oklahoma, that would never fly. So I got to find something else to tell you that's contrary to what my ultimate goal is. And, you ran a story this morning, I think, that talked about what HSUS said at their last activist gathering, and it was all about how do we get to zero meat consumption, and that's their goal. And so when you think about where we headed and fundamentally what do we believe, I don't think the people of Oklahoma fundamentally believe that we should be at zero meat consumption, and yet that's the position. If you listen to the Sierra Club, well, our farms aren't good for the environment. They'll tell you that we got to do something different, which to them means they just don't exist. We're going to eliminate those farms altogether. You listen to the Humane Society of the United States, they want us to quit eating meat, and professed their goals of refine how we produce it, reduce the amount we eat, and then ultimately replace it with something else, tells you that they're out to put meat consumption out of business. You and I were visiting a little bit before we started, and I've always been a big believer that two sides can generally sit down and come to some common ground as to where we need to go. And when you talk about groups like HSUS and you think about their notion of we don't eat meat, how do I sit down and come to common ground with someone whose position and ultimate goal is that I just cease to exist? I just see my business ceases to exist, my model ceases to exist, and the product that I produce that people love all across the country, we don't eat anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, how do I sit down and have a rational discussion with someone who doesn't want me to be there, doesn't want me to even be engaged in what I do for a living? That's a real challenge, and I'm struggling with that more and more every day because it strains that part of me that believes that, you know, if we all sit down, we can always come to an agreement on where we ought to go. And I'm just not sure that there's any coming to an agreement with people whose belief is we just shouldn't be in business, period.
Seems that, you know, as I've talked to folks outside of Oklahoma looking in right now, they I don't know if they really have come to a point of understanding or agreeing with some folks that are in Oklahoma that this is bigger than our state. This is really a national battleground for HSUS to try to impose their will.
I think it is. I think it's certainly if they were to be successful in defeating this question, they'd tout it as a victory all over the country, and would say that folks have I don't want to say, try to figure out how exactly to say this, but, you know, folks have decided that agriculture isn't as important as it's always been. And, you know, the challenge of folks that don't understand where their food comes from is that you don't understand what goes into producing food. I don't know what it takes to build a car. Okay. I buy one, I drive one, but I don't know really what it goes into it. I use my iPhone every day. I couldn't begin to tell you about the technology that's in my iPhone, but I still want it and I still want to have it and I want to use it. And I think we're the same way with food a little bit. We don't know what it's doing or how we're getting it there, but we still have to have it. And we've got to find a better way to communicate with folks from the ag side. What we found on Right to Farm is if we get an opportunity to sit down and visit with people face to face, talk to a group, inevitably we convince folks that, hey, this is a good thing for the state of Oklahoma, and answer their questions. I'm not talking about come give you the song and dance. This is what I want to tell you. This is come stand and answer your questions and talk to you about what's going on. And whoever has been out to speak to groups, they will all, anybody on the pro side will tell you, when we leave a room, we feel really good about how we've communicated our message to the folks in that room and that we've answered their questions and have given them comfort in what we're trying to do. And so if you're out there somewhere and you've got questions about what it is, ask one of us. Ask us on Facebook, send an email to the campaign.
Website is what? Oklahoma
Right to Farm.com. Okay. Yes on 777 on Facebook and Twitter. Ask us. Give us an opportunity to explain to you what we're trying to do and why we think this is important. And my experience tells me we'll be successful in answering questions.
I guess what one of the things we're starting to see, we're getting signs out across the countryside. We're going to see a lot more, right?
Yeah, we're excited about that. I think, you know, we are kind of, you mentioned earlier, that dead period between the primary election, and we got runoffs coming up at the end of August, and then about the 1st of September, everything really ramps up. But we are going out with some highway signs. You're going to start to see some of the large 4x8 signs popping up across the state. And I think that's good. We've been, again, trying to build our grassroots and build this thing to a crescendo as it comes to the election, and we're right on pace to do that. I'm very pleased with how all that's going. But where you're going to start to see some signs, and you're going to start to see some additional attention, I think, focused on this question. We do know that, you know, right now it's one of the two state questions that the Secretary of State's office says is on the ballot. I think the Supreme Court this week said there's a third. We're probably going to have 5 or 6 state questions on the ballot this fall. So it's going to be a full ballot. It's going to be a place we're going to need folks to go in and spend the time to look. If they list them all numerically, we should be the second question on the ballot. I think that's a good thing for us before people get tired of what the ballot says. But with general election and a presidential election and then all the state questions that are there, it could be a long voting process come November.
Right.